When President Bush went to Europe last month to smooth relations with allies, one point of disagreement remained: the embargo on arms sales to China. The Europeans want to lift it. On Friday, the Chinese government announced it's increasing military spending by 12% this year. That's sure to raise concern in Taiwan. Yesterday, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao told his parliament that China is seeking peaceful reunification with Taiwan. But NPR's Rob Gifford reports the Chinese are slowly shifting the military balance of power in the Taiwan Straits.
Despite the huge difference in size, Taiwan's military capabilities for many years kept up with those of mainland China, and Beijing's options towards the island, which it sees as part of its territory, remained limited. In fact, analysts say that a decade ago, the only option open to the Chinese was the less than subtle ballistic missile destruction of the island. Analysts say if the Chinese had wanted to invade Taiwan, it would have had to be the million-man swim. But China's military capabilities, like so much in this society, have not stood still. Beijing has spent the last decade widening its options should military action ever be needed. David Shambaugh of George Washington University is an expert on the Chinese military. He says the balance has clearly shifted China's way.
I think it has shifted in the Air Force. It shifted in the submarine force. It's now shifting in the surface naval combatant force. It certainly has shifted in electronic warfare, and I think it's shifted in information warfare. So Taiwan, is already in a rather inferior position compared to the mainland militarily.
Shambaugh says the Chinese have been busy building and buying everything they can lay their hands on. They've been purchasing Russian fighters and submarines, developing their own submarines and getting them out into the Western Pacific, developing their own air force as well. Analysts say the Chinese could now mount a naval blockade of Taiwan, and Beijing has been developing electronic warfare, which could take down Taiwan's information infrastructure and its command and control. David Shambaugh says there's another reason the gap has widened.
While China has been building up at a very steady pace its own capabilities, Taiwan has not been keeping pace. Their own defense budget has been declining now, I think, for 12 consecutive years. The arms package that the Bush administration offered them in 2001, the largest ever arms package of Taiwan, $16 billion worth of weapons, is still stuck in the Taiwan legislature, which has refused to date to allocate the funds to purchase the weapons that the United States has made available to it. So, you know, China's building up. Taiwan is sort of stagnating, if not going backwards.
One of the reasons for that, says Shambaugh, is that the Taiwanese are relying too much on their old ally, the United States, to intervene if war broke out with China. The bright side for the Taiwanese, if there is one when you have 500 ballistic missiles pointed at you, is that the Chinese military still lacks the ability to coordinate all its new toys. Kurt Campbell of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington served in the Clinton administration Pentagon.
The ability to integrate forces and to communicate clearly among forces is still primitive in many respects. I don't think there is a standard of excellence among all forces. Despite its investments, China in most cases is still 20 or 25 years behind the United States.
And, in the end, that is the comparison that matters. Although Washington wants Taiwan to keep its military up to date, most analysts agree that any conflict in the Taiwan Straits would end up being between the U.S. and China. That's why the Bush administration is so concerned at the prospect of the European Union lifting its arms embargo later this year. If worse came to worst, the U.S. does not want to be going to war against a mainland China equipped with the weapons systems of its allies. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.